Hi, and welcome to Say What with me, Joe.
Me, Nick. And our special guest this week, our mate Lee.
Hello.
Yeah, Craig's not with us again.
Again.
Yeah, he's still working at HMV.
Busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, he's moved up in the world. So, Joe, how's your week been?
It's all right. Bit same old, really. It's been quite quiet, don't you think?
Yeah, so I've been looking, you know, for my weird news stories, ear to the ground and all that sort of stuff. Can't find anything.
No.
Well, I've had some stuff, so.
All right. It's all proper
news. I get the sense we're not selling the show very well.
No. No point listening to this one. Move on to the next.
Yeah. Lee, you all right? You just fucking about your nails?
Yeah, it's all right. I was getting stuck there.
Where you got stuck?
I'm not entirely sure. He's gone a bit funny.
It's a podcast. You need to help people. They can't
yeah,
see
you
it.
Need to describe
I didn't
it.
Think I really needed to describe what my nail looks like right at this moment.
Well, you haven't done this before, have you? Yeah, so we just got back from dinner.
Yes.
Over the a pub near us.
Yep.
Morning Arms.
Yeah, because it's night again. We've done a night one again rather than doing a daytime.
And I had some trouble with my beef.
It was like watching a child eat.
Especially when you asked me if I could cut your food up for you.
It was ridiculous though, wasn't it? You saw it.
It looked a bit tough.
At least you got yawn.
Yeah.
You ordered yours before me though.
Yeah, I know, and then it came like an hour later.
It wasn't an hour, let's not exaggerate.
Close to it.
It was about 27 minutes, I'd say.
Oh, exactly. Exact.
Well, no, I'd actually
32
say,
seconds.
Yeah, I'd actually say it was 26 seconds, 32.
26 seconds.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah, so my beef was a bit rough, so that's what's been going on this week.
Yeah. really selling this one, isn't it?
So, Lee, tell us a bit about yourself.
Yes.
Hi, I'm Lee.
Yes.
There we go.
We haven't just found a retard of the street, by the way. This is actually our
are you
first
sure?
Yeah. Well, Lee, tell us, what are your things? What do you do?
I'm an electrician, as you're well aware.
Yes, but our four listeners aren't aware of that.
Well, we've lost one.
Yeah, I stopped listening.
I've still yet to listen.
Yes, we know. That's the one thing we request of you. Lee's been moaning. Can I come on the show? Yes. Listen to the podcast, see how it's going to go on. Okay.
I've been busy.
What have you been doing? Look,
but this is the thing, though. For someone who was moaning so much to be on the show...
I'll get back with an excuse.
You've never listened to the show.
Yeah. Just like you and the millions and millions out there.
Yeah.
Right, got one of my news stories.
Go for it.
The headline is, Teacher... tells whole class the truth about Santa. So, a teacher...
Well, before we get into it, really depends on the age, doesn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
If it's like a teacher telling a group of 15-year-olds the truth,
yeah,
I'm sure they're all pretty much
they're
there.
If
you're not there, it's probably a good thing that the teacher's cluing you up.
Yeah, I suppose so. Let's get to it. A teacher in New York has apologised after telling her whole classroom the truth about Santa Claus. Leatrice Ann Eng...
Yeah.
Fucked up, mate. well, it is. 58.
Yeah.
Was forced to call each of the children's parents to give her apologies for explaining that Santa Claus is not real. Mrs. Eng, oh no, Miss Eng, obviously, was teaching her class of 7 and 8-year-olds about the North Pole when a student said, "Is that where Santa Claus lives?" The teacher then proceeded to tell her class that Santa does not exist and that it was their parents who left them presents in their stockings. Annoyed parents have since dubbed her as a real-life Scrooge, who teaches at George W. Miller Elementary School in Nanuet, New York.
Right.
Does that exist?
I don't know.
Is that made up? It sounds made up. Mother of Irene, mother of three, Irene Hoffman, said, "It's sad. She was wrong. This whole thing is being blown out of proportion. I think we should focus on our children's education and just move on." You know what really pissed me off about this
what?
Article? I now know that Father Christmas isn't real. Why are you looking at me like that, Joe? Why are you looking at me like that?
No reason.
No?
Don't ask about the Easter Bunny.
I was thinking, it's lucky Craig isn't here today.
Yeah.
Because that would have been heartbreaking for him to yeah. like this. we finish the story, Craig's just like in tears. Yeah. On the phone to his, like, his dad's like...
We really should have put some spoilers at the beginning of that, saying, like, Craig, if you are listening to this, please, stop now.
I was just wondering, I think it'd be interesting to find out, the stories of how you found out Father Christmas wasn't real. What happened?
My brother told
we'll start
me.
With Joe. We'll start with Joe. Okay, what age were you?
Probably about 9.
That's quite early, actually.
Yeah. My brother went downstairs and he saw my mum, my dad, and my uncle wrapping presents. And then he sort of obviously tweaked the presents that when he got in the morning.
Oh, so he found out at the same time as you, and then.
Well, he told me.
Right.
He felt his world had fallen apart.
So when he fucking told me as well. That's brotherly love.
Yeah, because the presents he saw them wrapping was then given to him the following morning.
So how
by
old,
Santa.
How much older is your brother?
A year. They're wrapping late.
A year older.
Yeah. But I think with big ones that year, so they had to hide it at someone's house.
Right.
And then it got brought round when we'd gone to bed.
And... So 9. And how did you feel? Did it ruin your world?
I can't really remember, to be honest.
No?
I would imagine I was a little distraught.
Has it been, like, really bad and you've blanked that out?
Yeah, probably. Like,
one day,
memory.
Like, yeah, on a fair purpose couch, you're going to be like, oh, fuck! Oh, God! Gary, you can't! What about Lee?
I can't remember how old I was.
Roughly? You got an estimate?
No, I remember my dad telling me. What a nice little pep talk to start with. You're right, little cunt.
The thing, mate, where we know Lee's dad.
We know Lee's dad.
Really,
yeah,
I can really see that.
I can't imagine you even sitting you down. He's just like walking you.
Yeah,
like,
no, he just told me.
He's like, yeah, you know, fuck, it's just not real.
I'm quite
no,
shocked.
No, I think it's because I asked for something that was quite expensive. I ain't fucking getting you that. And I was like, what do you mean you're not getting me it?
I'm quite shocked that he actually played along at all.
Yeah. I was thinking, I've got a bit of... When I found out...
Yeah. How old were you?
I think I found out when
it was only a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, actually, no, just now.
Yeah. Pretty read that.
I think I was about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I could never sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right.
So I just stayed up and my dad came in and put stuff in the stocking and I was like, yeah. But I didn't let on. It was just like unspoken for years in my house. And it wasn't until I think I was 15. No, younger than that, 13.
I was going to say, you're still... That's still...
No, I knew. But
yeah,
I just,
but to
I
be playing
like,
the facade.
I was just like playing along. You know,
did your parents think you was a little smart?
I think I was like 13 or something and I'd lost a tooth.
Yeah.
And like my mum had obviously put some money under the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was on my way into, obviously, secondary school at that time, and I was on my way to school. My mum was like, yeah, don't tell anyone at school that the tooth fairy left you money.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, why? And she was like, they're not real. I went, oh. And I was just get really upset, and I was like, what about Father Christmas? And she was like, no, not real either.
I think I need to start home today. You're too distraught.
So yeah, it was just like, it was a really weird, uncomfortable, like, from ages of 9 to 13. Oh, Father Christmas is coming. I was like, you lying bastards. I know, you know. We're just playing along.
That's the thing, though. You know, like, when you get your money under the pillow, when you have lose your tooth and all that. When you become a parent, do you get some kind of like ninja training? Because how do they manage to get it underneath where you're sleeping? Because I can imagine me trying to do it and I'm just pulling the pillow out of my nose.
You knock one of the kids have a teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't have a 50p.
The lazy parents that say you leave your tooth on the
table. How much did you get?
50p.
I got 50p.
Unless they did have change.
I wonder if there's like a union or something. You know? Yeah, is there a standard? I used to have this little pouch that I put it in.
I remember, how old would I have been? I think about the same age that I think I had an abscess in my mouth and I had a tooth removed and it was a big tooth.
Yeah.
And
was you like, oh, I'm going to get more
no,
for that?
I was.
It goes by weight, it's like gold.
The tooth was so impressive. It was just like, if I get rid of this,
yeah,
like I won't be able to see how impressive it is and that means the tooth fairy's now got it. So it was a divvy up, like. Don't want to keep it.
It's
going to
increase
the
value
it.
As well. You know? What did you do? What was it?
Yeah, the tooth
I've kept
prices,
it and it just rot. The tooth didn't increase in value.
The tooth prices like fluctuate.
Yeah,
it's on the footsie, isn't it?
Yeah.
So yes, Lee, I thought I'd tell you a little story.
Yeah,
excellent.
Last week, me and Joe, we're starting a YouTube channel of game reviews, and I gave Joe, it was an impossible task. He had to read out loud in front of a camera.
No.
Took about 2 hours!
No, it was a script that he'd given to me about
30 seconds
before I had to start reading it out, of which he was going, don't look at the script too much.
How can you not look at this?
Because I was, obviously, no, it was being recorded. I understood.
Is this your famous preparation work that I heard so much about?
this thing, I understand that because you've got to keep eye contact with the camera.
Yeah.
So obviously, I can't be sitting there going, and their basic thing was that.
While you're writing it, you know, you could write it in an email and send it to him.
I
know.
I wrote it while he was sitting there. And I was getting bored because I'm going to sit there finishing my. And I'm talking
to him. That's the thing, I'm writing. He's going, oh, Nick, look at this. I'm like, look, Joe, I'm fucking writing it.
Don't write when someone else is here. Get a bit prepared.
So yeah, and then oh god, I must admit I was being a proper like Stanley Kubrick sort of. No, because I was like, no, that's wrong.
I wasn't really even allowed to move. If you look at the footage, there's like bitch.
You're standing there.
No, I'm sitting there. And there was one bit I went like that while I was talking.
Yes,
didn't block my face again. I put my hand to my face, but to the side, so you could still see me. I wasn't blocking the shot or anything. But I was still sort of flying, and it looked quite natural. Not for old Kubrick here.
It didn't look good, you know. You got him going spazzing around.
No, but all he kept doing is he kept standing in the doorway because obviously where we're in this small office.
I'm just going to point out. He's spazzing around, really. Blatant.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, used to it with him. He's standing in the doorway. And he's just staring at me. So not only have I got to try and read the script with the camera that I've had 5 minutes before, I've got him watching my every move.
It was, I wouldn't even tell him what's wrong. I'd just go, if he'd be like, no.
If you look over the footage, he goes, no, do that again. I'd actually have to start saying to him, what bit was it? Was it that, and he's going, no, it was all fine up to that point. It was just the last bit you said. What was wrong with it?
You did. There was just something. Just add. He like bits where he just had too much energy. Yeah. He was like, hi.
No, there was one bit as well where he got really annoyed.
I'm going to need to see this video.
No, that's like, if I didn't put enough energy into it, he got really annoyed.
Yeah, because another bit was like, it's really good.
Because bear in mind though, this is an hour and a half into it. I'd had enough.
It's an hour and a half into recording it was a 1 minute segment.
No, because it was every single thing. If I ran my words together, it still made sense, but I just said it a bit too fast. No, do it again.
it was a nightmare.
because you was a walk in the park.
Where about you get somebody else in on this to like just calm the pair of you down while you're doing it?
Well, that was the idea of us having three people, but that didn't work because Craig just winds us up. But then again, it does unite us.
Yeah, it's a very delicate balance we've got.
Yes,
it is. You know, we need Craig.
You hate each other unless there's someone more annoying there.
I wouldn't go that far.
No. Just a strong dislike.
Yeah. So, been playing anything good this week or lately?
All I've shown you is that the Hangover 2 game on my iPhone.
Yeah,
was it Chow?
That actually looks brilliant.
Was it called
Crouching? I wish I still had more.
I can't remember.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Chow.
Something
it?
Like just that. Like, yeah. It's just Chow going, Harold, on my life. Brilliant.
But I downloaded a demo for Need for Speed, the run, the new one that came out.
All right, is that the one where you're getting cars and race?
Yeah.
Well, like all the other Need for Speed games.
I think you're on the run as well.
I believe the trailer says race for your life.
Because I think it's a long, like the race is like from one part of the States to like the opposite side.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a long distance race.
Right.
But
demo any good?
Well, yeah, this was a fun bit. I downloaded it ages ago. Yeah. Obviously quite busy like, with work and everything, so I hadn't really got around to playing it. Mm-hmm. So I sat down yesterday, I thought, oh, I forgot I had that on there, I'll play it.
Yeah.
Loaded it up. I had to go through all the loading screens, everything. Yeah. Get right for it, press start, yep. Comes up, your demo has expired.
But why don't you just download it again? So what difference?
No, that's it. They've stopped the demo.
Oh.
Yeah. That was worthwhile, wasn't it?
You gonna buy the game?
No, I haven't played the demo, so I think I might give it a miss. Well, that's a protest. I don't really care.
damn right.
Yeah. I got addicted to Gears.
Yeah, I know, I've noticed
You've been playing Gears.
Yeah, we both, me and Lee have been playing Gears. Joe refuses to buy it for some reason.
I wish you'd stop dying every 30 seconds.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty bad. We were doing, was it Capture the Leader?
Capture the Leader, he was the leader for...
Oh, God.
He straight come up, you are the leader, and he screamed, right? So I said, wait here.
As soon as it come up though, it come up and says, you are the leader. I went, oh, fuck.
Wait here, I've got to go and get some grenades, because when I get captured, you have to throw a grenade to get the other person off of them. Wait here, I'm going to go get a grenade. I got back and he weren't there. And he told me that he's moved. And he's like, are you going to come help me or what? So, well, where are you? He went, oh, I'm over the other side by the stairs. He's like, well, have you been dragged that far and you haven't decided to tell me yet? I was gone for 30 seconds.
I thought it would come up like your leader has been captured.
Mm. Yeah, it did, but I didn't notice that, obviously. And I thought, seeing as we were talking to each other at the time, that you would inform me of your capture.
Can I just go, oh, some guy's got me. He's got his hand around me. Rape!
Let's grab fire.
No, that's oh, yeah,
yeah. I know, I remember playing the last Gears with you two.
Yeah.
I know, that's a barrel of laughs.
What, Nick?
Yeah.
I'll just stand here, get the sniper rifle.
Well, I'm pretty good, though.
Yeah, he's good with the sniper rifle.
Yeah, but not that we have to go and get it for you.
Yeah, basically.
The idea is you sort yourself out. Yeah.
I don't want to get killed.
Well, you're meant to work as a team. But your idea was send us two out, find a sniper rifle, and then wait there until you get there.
The way I see it, I'm like a general.
And then I'll get bored and run off and die.
Yeah.
I'm like a general, and you two are like, what's the lowest you can get? Cadet. You're like cadets.
Recruits.
And you have to go and do the shit I say. And it works well for us.
It doesn't.
It don't, Nick.
I disagree.
I can't really argue with that.
Have you seen
I've learned that, actually.
Have you seen the trailer for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3? No, the one where he's got Jonah Hill in it?
Yes.
I'll decide to see
that. Anyone else?
The veteran versus the noob. And the noob, sorry.
Anyone else thought that that should actually be a film?
Well, that's Sam Witwer, isn't it? The...
What are you?
Is Sam Witwer? No,
Sam Worthington.
Worthington, sorry, yeah.
Well, yeah, that would be a good film. But I watched the trailer the other day talking to Jonah Hill for the remake of... 21 Jump Street,
yeah.
It looks fucking good. It really
I quite enjoyed the trailer.
I'm going to have to watch
it. I watched a really long trailer.
The Red Band one, yes, one I watched.
I was worried, because I think, have I watched everything?
I did think, I was like, I know the plot of that film now.
Yeah.
The trailers, they put all the best bits in, and it does ruin the film when you go and see it.
Yeah.
But then again, did you see last night as well, the VGAs? So put my hand over my mouth there, sorry. Yeah. The VGAs.
Ooh, we learned about that, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I saw a bit of like some of the news from it about Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill, no, that was quite funny.
Yeah, would you like to explain?
No.
Elaborate.
No, if you want to know, go and have a look.
Yeah,
things like that.
No. Basically, I think they were. He lost his category.
Sorry, just one sec. Link, can you leave me now alone, please? Mate? Cheers.
He lost his category.
Ooh, don't touch stuff.
No, there's pins. I was gonna.
Yeah, that's gonna sound good, isn't it?
It's worse than Craig.
Yeah.
That's not a nice thing to say. Well,
it's true.
Anyway.
Go on.
So, Mark, he'd lost his category, but he started complaining on Twitter because apparently when they announced his category, they didn't really announce it and they didn't announce all the nominees.
What, did they whisper it? What?
That's the thing. I wasn't there personally, so I don't know what was actually happening, but him and, was it Sarah Strong? I think it's the voice actor for Harlequin.
The one I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
Still find it a bit weird that you want to fuck a computer game character.
Have you seen her?
Of course I've seen her.
She hot?
Well, yeah, but you still don't know a thing. It's an animation.
Carry on.
Is that the crazy to hot ratio?
Yeah, that's...
it's the hot crazy scale.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on that, yeah. I think she's like... Way up. Yeah.
Anyway, the point where it levels out.
And then basically they were both complaining because they apparently were put in really horrible seats. And I was like, what? You know, it is the video game awards.
Yeah.
So it's like, there are more important people in the video games industry to be given.
That is Luke Skywalker.
And Cock Knocker.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Show a bit of respect.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to be the Joker anymore. But what if they do the killing joke? Oh yeah, well I'll do the Joker for that.
So, yes, he's pretty much said now. Yeah, I'm doing all of them.
Yeah, so it's just like,
but I'm not doing it anymore.
It was quite obvious he was going because he knew they'd be thinking about making another game now because the second one did so well as well. So he knew he was going. I'll hold out for more money. And they went, well, what if they make another game? Well, of course I'll do that.
Yeah. So, in summation, Mark Hamill, money grabbing bastard.
You were just saying about, we're looking at a Star Wars The Old Republic poster that's on Nick's wall.
Yeah.
And Lee's just said that the guy on the front looks as if he could be homosexual. It's a Jedi standing there.
Uh-huh.
I was just saying, could a Jedi be homosexual, seeing as they're not allowed to love?
They're flexible, aren't they?
They are very phallic, aren't they? I mean, they're lightsabers.
Yeah, but as in, they're not allowed to have partners, normally.
Yeah, but is it like a Catholic Church sort of thing?
What do you mean?
I just...
Fuck the old fuck.
Yeah, have I just implied that Jedi's are paedophiles?
What, the younglings?
Don't want to say anything. That was a big temple with a lot of dusty corners. The force is strong in this one.
Oh, all I can see now is Yoda fucking a 6-year-old boy. I don't want to see that.
I'm starting to...
Is it wrong that I'm very curious about what Yoda's sperm looks like?
I'm starting to lose... I don't think this is funny anymore.
No. Well, I think we should have stopped when I said fuck you up.
Yeah.
You know, whatever floats
your boat. Well, no, but we all know that happens. It's one of the most biggest hypocrisies in the world.
Yeah. It's all semen white? From all animals, do you reckon?
I don't know,
I haven't really tested. That's something that you can find out in your spare time if you're really that into it.
Get back to us on that.
I saw something the other day.
I don't really want
Google
the,
it.
I don't really want the history. Looking there something up. Like, have a look and then come
you
back.
You feel
to
free
it.
To Google it and then tell us.
Yeah. No, so I was talking to someone the other day and it was we saw some blood on the floor. And the person I was with said it must be from a frog. And I was, do frogs bleed red? Do all animals bleed red? Anyone?
I don't know.
Lee?
Oh, no, really.
No. I mean, because our blood's technically, blue. At certain points, blue.
Until it comes out?
Yeah. Well, it's oxygenization.
I can't even say it now. I'm going to say it wrong because you have.
Because you know where your pumps around your body?
Yeah.
Because that's why you have red arteries and blue veins.
You don't have to both show me.
Yeah. So you see my blue veins.
I was just looking. I can't say I've really noticed that much.
I always assumed that was just the colour of the veins.
No, the way I understood it, that is the colour of the veins.
All right.
Because that's the colour of blood going through them.
But how come then when you're getting like a blood test, it comes out red?
Because it's not airtight, is it?
The second you open it, comes into contact with oxygen, doesn't it?
Does it though?
Well, what if you open it and you get a cut? That cut.
If you're not cutting it, though, you're just putting a small prick in it.
You still. still a puncture.
So you've got a puncture.
Mm.
So oxygen, obviously, how small oxygen can be.
Have we really got that boring? Yeah, this is what we're going to talk about.
No, I'm
interested. Yeah, but it can. It oxygenizes the blood.
I'm going to Google if all animals bleed red. That is a weird thing to Google, isn't it?
Got people knocking at your door, so.
Do all animals bleed
red?
Red.
Will some bleed blue?
No. Not all animals bleed red. Warm-blooded animals have red
cold,
blood.
Yeah. Cold-blooded would be blue, wouldn't it, still?
Ah, insect blood, for example, does not have hemoglobin, and it's clear.
Red.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've learned something. That's, you know... We've had the racism and the stuff against the Catholic Church, but we've also taught people something.
Yeah. What racism did we have?
Oh, no, we cut that out, didn't we? That was when you went off on one about the Jews, Joe. Don't forget that.
That would be...
That was really, really violent. Yeah. And it was sexually violent as well, wasn't it?
Who's ever heard of a self-loathing Jew? That's ridiculous.
I'd like to point out that Joe... did not say anything racist about the Jews. Right, this is a new story. It sounds like the best school ever. Because school was a shit time for me. I'm sure it was for both of you.
I loved school.
Yeah,
well, you're a cunt.
No,
it's the real world. Now I have to go to work. I'd much rather just go to school.
I preferred college.
Hang out with me mate.
Right, well, this is... A school in Austria has started teaching students the art of lovemaking. Exactly. Anyone aged 16 or over can enrol in the Austrian International Sex School in Vienna.
At what age?
16 or over.
Oh, I thought you said 6. Like I said, it's fucked up.
Where they will be taught how to be better in bed. Headmistress, I already like that. and porn star, she's a porn star, Yvia Maria Thompson
Google
explains, our core education is not theoretical, but very practical. The emphasis is on how to be a better lover, sexual positions, caressing techniques. I mean, I'm already getting hard. anatomical features.
Do you feel uncomfortable?
Why would I feel... Oh, yeah, because Nick's getting hard. It don't take a lot to get Nick hard. Chances are you would have felt uncomfortable.
Can I read the story? No? Yeah.
No.
No? No? All right,
fine. I think that's it.
And we teach people hands-on.
Ah!
Porn stars, you know, they're looking at their pumps.
Yeah.
The school, which costs £1,400 or $2,200 a term, urges pupils living in mixed-sex dormitory to practice with each other in their spare time. A number of protesters have been speaking out against the course. One person stated, this is wrapped up in a very stylish way, but it's just selling sex.
Why was my school not like that?
I don't, if I was 16, you're thinking, oh, what, I go to this place and I just get to have sex with people.
Yeah, but I know what happened.
What?
Well, they're all going to be ugly.
No, there's nothing worse. Like, okay, I wasn't exactly great at sports as a kid. So I was the guy who was picked last.
Yeah.
So I go to a school about sex.
Get picked last then.
Exactly.
Oh,
that's
just bad. Oh, actually, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I forgot how physically unattractive I am to women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Their marketing is good. They've sold me. And yeah. I've just realised now. You've made me realise, yeah. Joe, would you go?
Would I go?
Yeah.
I was 16. Yeah, I'd have probably gone.
Yeah.
At 16?
At the age of 16, yeah.
You're doing anything to get you in the way at 16.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I probably would have gone.
What about, would you go now?
Probably not now, no.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm a schooled master.
You'll be there teaching. Lee, would you go?
What, with a load of hot 16-year-olds? Let me think about that. No.
Surgeon, I like that. I like what you said. I would.
What, now?
Yeah.
At your age now?
Yeah.
What did Claire say about that?
Was she anybody?
She'd be the one reaping the benefits.
Yeah, that's a good way. Oh, honey, you want me to be better.
Yeah, it's really not going to work.
Yeah, sex school. I'm going to funk it.